And now, your comments. We received an email from listener Phil Smith, who complained about a roundtable discussion we had on the Tookie Williams case. About halfway through your show, a statement was made which literally turned my stomach. What made it worse was that no one called him on it. Your guest, John McWhorter, called Stan Tookie Williams a civil rights hero. Other than permanently violating every civil right possible of four people when he slaughtered them in cold blood, he did nothing for civil rights. I was not aware that murdering four innocent people in cold blood was heroic. Listener Paul Harris took issue with a recent conversation on our roundtable. The issue at hand was an editorial written by the head of the Philadelphia chapter of the NAACP, which criticized Philadelphia Eagle quarterback Donovan McNabb. Mr. Harris writes, "I was quite disappointed that I heard none of the members of the roundtable state the obvious. NAACP officials have far more important things to worry about than an NFL quarterback. With the state of our race and the issue faced by people of color in this country these days, it is absolutely ridiculous for this clown to use his bully pulpit to write about Donovan McNabb or any other athlete. Mr. Harris describes himself as a sports writer, and he suggests our civic leaders leave the sports debate to him and his colleagues." He goes on to say this about the controversial editorial and its author. His assertion that he made these comments as a fan and not as an NAACP official is ludicrous. Anyone who has a public or high-profile title is always seen in that light by the general public, no matter what. Listener Hillary Heatman of Grass Valley, California, thinks our roundtable could use a bit more balance and manners. She writes, "During a recent program, roundtable participant Tara Settmeyer sat quietly while your other guest bashed President Bush. When it was her turn, she had just started to provide some balance when the male guest rudely yelled her down. This should have been stopped so she would be allowed to express what a lot of listeners also felt. Favoring of Bush bashers' bad behavior just reinforces the perception that NPR, and especially News and Notes, needs balanced management and supervision. I'll support NPR when I see civil discourse and behavior on the shows." We also received a letter forwarded to us by NPR's ombudsman Jeffrey Dvorkin. A spokesperson for the Schott Foundation, spelled S-C-H-O-T-T, out of Cambridge, Massachusetts, corrected my pronunciation of the foundation's name. My apologies for getting it wrong. Thanks. And finally, Ira Austin listens to News and Notes via Sirius satellite radio and had this to say about the show.
"I'm very much impressed by the various topics and the level of discussion that specifically address the African-American community. I'm hoping and praying that News and Notes will be expanded so that the topics can be extensively discussed and explored."
Thanks to everyone who took the time to drop us a note, good or bad. We want to hear from you. Please remember to say your name and where you hear the show. To send us an email, log on to npr.org and click on Contact Us or call us at 202-408-3330. That's 202-408-3330.